Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Oh, yes. Hi, Sarah. My name is Nina Murphy, and I am the sister for Sean McElroy and his power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Is there something? I'm doing good. I've just been getting a lot of texts and emails. And
I know. I just spoke to his neurologist also. The issue is that the county office dropped his waiver. Apparently, he was supposed to submit some financials or some other documents to them. They cut off his waiver, which is what pays his home care services. I spoke to his son today, and he said that he just submitted the paperwork to the county office this morning. So, of course, it's going to take a minute to catch up. I mean, being they are family caregivers involved, then we always to just say, as long as they're being truthful and they submitted the documents, then they should just continue services as usual and we'll be able to back pay. But I can't guarantee it until we have the waiver come back onto the Medicaid database.
So, Sarah, I understand that. I've been working in insurance for almost 30 years, so
yeah.
I'm very familiar with all this. And I did speak with the welfare office today.
Okay.
The additional paperwork, the COMPAS paperwork, was
okay.
dropped off today.
Okay.
Everything looks good.
Okay.
They advised that it should take a day or so, and we'll get something in the mail, but that care... There should not be any gap in care for Sean, especially being a quadriplegic. They were
right. No, understandable. But we can't have them clock in and out until it comes back onto the database. That's the whole issue.
Okay.
So until it goes back into the system, there's no way for us to connect the case to get to clock in and out. And so as long as they said that and everything's going to catch up eventually, we'll be able to back pay them, but I can't start any new caregivers until that gets corrected. So they
okay.
can continue.
I'm not concerned about back pay, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're thinking I'm calling you to get people paid.
No, not at all.
Listen, when that happens, you can pay them, okay? And I understand you have compliance, because especially when you work with state and all types of compliance, especially in the situation. So I'm all about compliance. Again, like I said, mm-hmm. 30 years in insurance. You can't talk to me about HIPAA or compliance and I won't be on board. But what I'm concerned about is that there's no care for my brother. I take care of my mother. I can't get over there. My mother's 87. She's got amnesia. I can't get there.
His son and Dawn, are they no longer there?
No, they are, but I think that there's a miscommunication where they're being told by you guys that they can't be there. They can't service them. They can't.
They will get paid as long as everything goes through as I'm being told it is. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm not telling them to stop services. I'm just saying that we personally, as the agency, cannot guarantee payment until that comes back into the database. So if they continue services and all is good and everything gets back and everything goes into our database accordingly, we will be able to. That's why I'm saying we will be able to back pay them. We will send them a timesheet in order to get paid for the hours that they are unable to clock in and out for.
Okay, so they'll be back paid. Now, a couple days ago before this whole thing blew up, and I can communicate this, okay, just to calm everyone down, because I think that maybe they were understanding, like, for some reason Dawn was told not to go there today, and I was like, wait, Dawn, why were you told not to go there? Like, that's
what
she said.
Did she hear that from Sean, or...?
No. Because Nick went over there today, and she said, why is told not
to
come?
Yeah. I spoke to him this morning.
I don't know who told her. I don't know. But regardless,
okay.
I will rectify this.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the next question. So there was some other question about her not getting paid for hours.
Right, because legally, we can only pay her for 16 hours a day. So she's been working a lot to cover the other caregiver who was unable to go there, but we've already informed them that we can no longer staff him, because every time we've sent a caregiver over, they fire them. Like, I've gone through like four different caregivers for various reasons. Like, one is that, you know, she was a Trump supporter. He doesn't want her in her house. Another is that she gives him a bad vibe, you know, like it's just always something. So we are not tapping him anymore. They did give us the name and number for a person that Dawn had met in I don't know where. But I've been trying to reach out to her, and I've told Nicholas this too. I've been trying to reach out to her. I've texted her. I've called her, and she's just not responsive.
Okay, all right, you know what? So let me ask you a little bit more on this, because, of course,
no.
I'm not hearing this story, right?
No,
of course. all right, so the story I heard, and I think Sean keeps Fox News, but I don't know what he is. I don't even care. I've got 9 grandkids. All I know is that I don't care about politics.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I even said to him, I was like, well, did she say anything to you or about it, or like, was there any altercation about it? Like, did you get into an argument? He's like, no, I just don't want to be afraid to turn the TV on. I'm like, but she didn't say anything, and it wouldn't have been an issue. It's his home, you know, he could put whatever he wants on. So.
Yeah, he can't, I want to get back to these 4 caregivers. He can't do that. Now, I was told, I'm going to tell you what I was told, all right,
yeah.
Which I didn't know there were 4. I was just told there was 1. Mm-hmm. Well, there's 2, but the other one's on, dad's on hospice or something. But I was told that the other one, I was aware of 2, that the other one was like, I don't know, like something like worshipped or something like, I don't know, it was like devil or something a little uncomfortable. And I was like, okay.
We didn't understand only because this is the caregiver that he came over to us with. She had been working with him for years. And then, he just fired her and said that, but she didn't even know what he was referring to.
Oh, my God. You're kidding. So what was her name?
Vivian.
Oh, my God. That's Vivian. Okay. So, and then what about the other one? So you said it was a Trump supporter. I thought he was a Trump supporter. I don't even know.
I don't know. But, yeah. And then there was another one like that. And then the girl has her father on hospice. Let me pull up his file and see what we've done here.
Yeah. They were talking about that one.
Yeah.
And so technically, legally, you can't do more than 16 a day. What if there's no one to cover for him? Would you guys make
an
exception?
Yes, we have made several exceptions, and we've informed her every time that we cannot continue to do this. That 16 out, we have paid her for double shifts many times. And then, she's just coming to the point where she's expecting it, and we keep telling her that, on exception, yes, but it cannot be an every week thing, you know?
Okay. If you could just help us get through the next couple weeks. I've been calling his daughter who lives in like Montgomeryville, and I'm trying to get her to help out like 2 days next week. And I'm doing different things. I can't go to, like I said, I got my mom, she's 87, she got dementia. I'm scared that she's going to burn down my house if I leave.
I know.
So she's putting stuff in the microwave for 7 minutes, and I'm just like, oh my God, it's like eggs. And then she puts them in the, and then she puts them in the cupboard. And she smokes. And she goes in the shower with her hat on, you know, like, I'm going nuts here. But, so I'm afraid to leave, but I'm trying to get his daughter to help out, but if we could just take care of Dawn, like, the next couple weeks until,
consecutive weeks, that's what the issue lies. Like, they're not going to allow it, but I will bring it to the administration and ask them to reach out to the insurance and make sure that we're not going to get any kind of backlash about it. You know, we can't risk our license, obviously, you know, so we're doing the best we can. But like I said, you know, I have been trying to reach out to this other caregiver that they wanted to hire. And then the other Dawn is most likely going to be able to come back. And let me see this visit. Let's see. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to come up with the caregiver history.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had Vitalia. We had Amber, Vivian, Lori, Anaya, and Dawn was the last one that is currently out on leave because of her father.
Oh, Vivian, Vitalia, Amber, Lori, and Avalia. What happened? What the hell happened? I'm sorry. What happened with them?
I don't know. Vitalia was with him, came over with him also at 24 hours. And then Dawn, you know, just keeps messing with everyone's schedules. And so she kept taking their hours, and they were, and Vitalia couldn't stay to work only one day, you know. So that's where the issue really lies.
It is. And I'm going to have to address that. So Vitalia and Vivian came with him. Mm-hmm. Over, came over with him, right?
Yeah.
From home watch. Okay.
Yeah.
And then he said no to them. What happened? Amber, Lori, and Avalia?
Anaya.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know what happened with Anaya. They just told us not to have her come anymore. And then, and Lori was the one that, or maybe she's not a Trump supporter. Maybe it was the other way around.
Oh, maybe, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm political.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, some kind of thing like that. And then Vivian, she had been working with him since they came over in August. And everything was going well until, you know, Dawn called me to tell me that that they didn't like the vibe she was putting off, and they thought that she was doing some kind of satanic ritual or something. I really don't know, but I know she's a very Christian woman. I don't know, so I'm confused by that. And then Amber Rose, I'm not sure what happened with, to be honest. And Vitalia, like I said, it was that they kept taking her shifts away.
Oh, my God. Okay, and then we're not sure what happened with Amber. And if I was any of them, I wouldn't go back.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying. You know, I have tried to staff him. My administrator just said, you know, that we can't keep going through the caregivers, that if they have somebody they want to put on, we can do that, or we can rearrange the hours so that most of his slots are filled, but we cannot allow her to just work 32 hours straight or 24 hours straight. You know, we can do 16 off 8, 16 off 8, and have Nicholas do the 8 in between. That's not a problem.
Yeah, so I think Nick helps his mom out on the weekends, and he's not even available on the weekends. And then his daughter works, and she's in retail, so she can't come over on the weekends. So it's really just the weekends where we need that extra 8 hours, you know?
Yeah, I'll see if
and
I
now
have
that
a... Yeah. I'll see if I mean, I will, you seem like a very kind person, you know, I don't think you're going to be yelling at me anytime soon. But
right.
I am certainly going, I will try and see if I have anybody who is available to cover for the weekend, but I cannot send anybody until it's resolved in our system. That's where the issue is lying now. So I will try to get it staffed until this other person is onboarded that they wanted us to hire. Let me see if it's actually, they said everything looks good, you said, right?
So I'll just read you the text. And this is going on all day.
Yeah,
so
I'm just going to put up the pull up the screen from Medicaid and see if there's any updates there.
Well,
hopefully
he just dropped it off at 310, and he said they looked over
at
it.
Oh, 310. Okay,
said it was
good.
Good.
They said they dropped it off
yesterday. Oh, he did. He dropped it off, but it was the wrong form.
Or the day before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it was the wrong form. So it's very confusing. So what happened was, and again, I go up to the Bucks County Housing, you know, I got my own contacts there, and apparently, like, he didn't get the Encompass or whatever form, whatever, he didn't, it's like 15 pages, he didn't get it, and I forgot about it, but I went up to Bucks County Housing, I took care of all that in November, December, so, you know, I had my appointment beginning of December. I forgot about the Compass. He never got it. And so when we called the office today and I spoke to his caseworker, they said, you know, I don't even think that that's, I'm going to be honest with you, they're like, this is not uncommon. So I don't know what happened, but other requests.
Yeah, so we did let them know that there was a date coming up that it was going to be cut.
Did you let Sean know and Dawn?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You did.
Okay, so I have no idea. So now I'm even more mad. But
if I keep your number on his file, you're his POA?
Absolutely.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Please.
And what was your name?
Call me when you want common sense.
Thank you. What was your name?
Nina. N-I-N-A. Yeah, and then Murphy.
Okay, Nina. All right, so I'm going to work on getting somebody over there for the weekends until the the caregiver, or if they decide they like her, they can keep her. That's up to them. And I'll still continue to reach out to this other caregiver that they wanted us to hire. And I will make sure to keep an eye on the Medicaid database every hour or so and see as soon as it updates, I will inform you, okay?
Yeah, they told me, I'm just going here, they said, you know, the reapplication, blah, 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 come in. One day, it should take about one day, and they're going to mail out a form back to him, and then, you know, that it shouldn't take that long. So that's what they told me.
Okay.
At first, I heard this morning it was going to take weeks and weeks, and that we could get no care, and then I started, you know, trying to get through work, and I finally got the story straight once I called the office. Okay, so Sarah, is this the number I call just to to get you? Or?
Yeah, I'm the customer service and staffing coordinator. So that's most likely what you're going to need, so you can give me a call. I will also text you over with his direct case coordinator's information, but, you know, you can always speak to me. Okay?
And case coordinator. All right, so this was, so you're trying to get, I just understand.
Yeah, I'm trying to get somebody for the 8 hours in between of Dawn's shift.
Awesome.
So that way all his hours are covered for the weekend, okay?
In between Dawn shift. Okay, you got it. Thank you so much, Sarah. Have a great rest of the day. I appreciate it.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.